The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Bacon of Story. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Grace Blythe, a page from Clive.
Good morning. Bow your heads in prayer with me, please. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful that we can come before your throne this morning. We ask that you would be with us as we deliberate today and we are traveling home. Keep us safe. Father, I thank you for each person here that I can serve with and that we can serve you and serve the great community that we call Iowa. Father, we thank you for the people. We thank you for the places that we have here in Iowa. And we thank you for the promise that we have to offer to our children that we call Iowa. Lord, make us worthy of that promise. We ask all of this in the wonderful name of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 818 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the restoration of voting rights to certain convicted persons and including effective date provisions.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 819 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the fundamental parental rights.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 820 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the court records for residential forcible entry and detainer actions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 821 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act creating a civil action related to the harassment by the reporting of false information to law enforcement authorities.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 822 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act related to lobbyist activities by a political subdivision.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 823 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to certain criteria that should be considered in determining whether a substantial change to the curriculum exists to modify support order.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 824 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the consideration of the educational settings of the minor child in a custody proceeding.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 825 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the consent agreements for domestic abuse and sexual abuse protective orders.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 826 by Committee on Natural Resources, a bill for an act relating to snowmobile use permits and registration fees.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 827 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act related to the powers and duties of the Department of the Agriculture and Land Stewardship, and including by providing for administration programs, regulations, providing fees, providing penalties, and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the Ways and Means calendar.
House File 828 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act related to commercial driver's license skills test, providing fees, and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and placed on Ways and Means calendar.
House File 829 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to the motor vehicle, including the surrendering or transferring of registration plates and cards to the county treasurer, documentary fees charged to the motor vehicle dealer, and motor vehicle franchise obligations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and placed on Ways and Means calendar.
House File 830 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the ability of elected officers to access and utilize certain internet sites and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 831 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the expungement of convictions for certain nonviolent Class D felonies and related convictions and to the definition of the conviction relative to the possession, receipt, transportation of firearms, offensive weapons, and ammunition.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 832 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act establishing advertisement limitations for attorneys and counselors.
First reading of the bill is now ready for a commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 833 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the rental agreements for manufactured home communities and mobile parks.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 834 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the creation, administration, and termination of minor guardianship.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 835 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the trust of persons with disabilities.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 836 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the opening, administration, and termination of adult guardianship and adult and minor conservatorships.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on calendar.
House File 837 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to the use of fees collected by the county recorder and governing boards of the county land record information system and processing and recording instruments.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on Ways and Means calendar.
Senate File 357, a bill for an act relating to the placement of child in detention and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senate File 466 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act relating to the licensed healthcare providers for purposes of state law regarding concussions and brain injury policies for extracurricular interscholastic activities.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
Senate File 524, a bill for an act establishing inpatient psychiatric bed tracking system studies committee.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
Senate File 540, a bill for an act relating to the practice of barbering and cosmetology arts and science and providing transition provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government. Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative McClintock. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, fellow members of the Assembly. I just want to say quickly, I have been absent for a few days. My wife was in the hospital, as many of you know. I just want to say thank you for all the thoughts and prayers that came to me and the kind words upon my return. I also wanted to say that thank you to all the medical personnel out there, especially those, her surgeon and the great nursing staff at Mercy Hospital in Cedar Rapids. Again, thank you all. I appreciate it. It's good to be back.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative McConkie. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for announcement?
You are in order.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and ladies and gentlemen, the House. The birthday that I want to announce a birthday that will be taking place on St. Patrick's Day of a staff member here in the House that has served us for many years. The birthday boy will not be here next week, so we'll be celebrating it today. Our doorkeeper, Frank Morrow, will be turning 87 years old on St. Patrick's Day. There is a mini golf course, cupcakes in the back. Let's all give a big applause to Frank Morrow.
Happy birthday. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confirst.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. My announcement is not nearly as exciting. Democrats will caucus at the conclusion of the Appropriations Committee this morning. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at 10:30, and if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House recess until 11:30.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.